The report says Special Agent in Charge Teresa Carlson intimidated another agent, Mark Kreider, when she pressured him to testify against an Afghan war veteran from Oak Creek. The veteran, Justin Slaby, was appealing his dismissal from the FBI Academy. He lost his hand in the war and sued the FBI, claiming he was dismissed because his missing hand was considered a disability. Slaby won the suit and was reinstated. Slaby's attorney, Kathy Butler, says the report is important because it holds Carlson accountable for her conduct.
No one should be in a law enforcement capacity and breaking the law. So when someone tries to do that, it needs to be called out so that other people will know where the organization stands on such serious misconduct.
The report also includes allegations that there were communication problems between Carlson and the Oak Creek Police Department when the two agencies were investigating the shootings at the Sikh temple 2 years ago in Oak Creek. Butler says that allegation only came to light after the lawsuit by the war veteran was complete. She says that's an indication that whistleblowing can have a positive impact.
You know, if one person tells the truth about somebody like Carlson who's not behaving properly, then that's encouraging others to come forward. So I thought that was a really good part of the story.
Carlson has denied all the allegations and given starkly different descriptions of what happened. She was transferred from her position in Milwaukee last summer to a deputy assistant director post in Washington, D.C. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.